Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A good year for Apple means a pay bump for its top executives. We'll have more on how well the company did and how much CEO Tim Cook and other executives made in just a moment. But first, these tech news headlines. A rival to Amazon? Dubai billionaire Mohamed Alabbar is hoping his recently launched startup Noon will present a real challenge to the e-commerce giant. The $1 billion venture marks a departure for the real estate tycoon behind many of the buildings that make up Dubai's skyline, including the world's tallest, the Burj Khalifa. Now he's hoping to make a mark in e-commerce during what analysts say is an online shopping boom in the Middle East. But Amazon recently gained a big foothold there, too, with a $579 million acquisition of the Dubai-based online retailer Souq.com. Content moderators are a rapidly growing workforce in the tech industry as big companies hire contract employees to help review content posted on their websites. Many who have done the job say it's tough work as they have to weed through the darker corners of the internet to root out objectionable and even illegal content, like racist or violent posts. Facebook, for example, reports receiving more than a million reports of potentially objectionable content each day. The company says it plans to double the number of workers focused on safety and security by the end of next year to 20,000. And finally, 2017 has been a big year for tech. So what's coming up next year? The Wall Street Journal has compiled a roundup of the latest technology that's likely to make a splash in 2018, from the newest in electric cars to the rise of cryptocurrency to Amazon's expected move into furniture and appliances. Find out what the tech sector has in store by heading to our website, WSJ.com. Up next, a profitable year for Apple and its executives. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Welcome back, everybody. A big payday for Apple CEO Tim Cook and other top executives as Apple posted better sales and profits than expected in 2017. The pay boost for Cook comes after a pay cut in 2016. Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle joins me now via Skype to talk about the boost in compensation and what it says about the health of the company. Trip, a handful of Apple's top executives under Tim Cook each made about $1 million this year, and that's in addition to about $20 million each in restricted stock and $3 million each in performance pay. And then there's Tim Cook, whose total compensation for fiscal year 2017, which ended in September, by the way, was $12.8 million. That's a pretty big jump from 2016.
Absolutely. The board recognized the hard work that Apple executives had done coming out of a difficult year in fiscal 2016 and rewarded the executive team for meeting the targets that were set by the board in terms of both revenue and profit and exceeding those metrics. And as a consequence of that, they were paid at 155% of their bonus potential being about 200% of a preset total.
So in talking about that 2016 unusual pay cut, as you write, what was behind that and how big of a difference percentage-wise are we talking about this year?
That's the key to appreciating what happened in fiscal 2017 for Apple and its executive team is really reflecting back on the difficult year that Apple had in fiscal 2016. For the first time since at least 2009 in fiscal 2016, the company did not exceed its target when it came to revenue goal and profit goal for the year. And as a result, the bonus pay for Tim Cook and the top executives at the company was actually cut. And so they didn't receive as much pay and total compensation as they had in years past.
And as you've said, the big boost this year was contingent on Apple meeting its sales and profit goals, which it actually exceeded. By how much did Apple exceed its own expectations here?
Apple hit a revenue total of $229 billion and an operating income total of $61 billion in fiscal 2017, and that exceeded the board's goal of $225 billion in revenue.
And Tripp, what products accounted for the boost in Apple's sales and profits in 2017?
Apple rebounded in fiscal 2017 behind the iPhone 7, which stabilized iPhone sales for the company. And it also found some success behind the new Mac Pro that it released in late 2016, and also saw a return to some unit growth for the iPad towards the end of the year. And perhaps most importantly, it reduced some of the sales declines that it had experienced in China and narrowed the gap there. So the combination of those four things really were the driving force to Apple improving. And the one thing I almost left out is the services business, which has been a big boon for Apple. It grew about 23% in fiscal 2017. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wait, but they also released the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10. Well, those devices were released so late in the fiscal year that they really didn't come into play, factor into revenue performance during the fiscal year.
So, bigger picture, what does Apple's ability to pay out larger compensation for its top executives in 2017 say about the health of the company in the new year?
You know, it says that Apple really, you know, was able to rebound. It was able to weather a rough patch. And also, there's a hint of hope towards the end of the fiscal year as well, because the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10 were released late in the year and announced late in the year. And those offer some promise for the year ahead, the fiscal year that we've entered, which is fiscal 2018. And a lot of investors have bet big that those devices are going to perform well. And we're just going to have to watch and see how sales go. And we'll get the first indication of that in late January, early February, when Apple reports earnings for the current quarter.
I've been speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Tripp Mickle. Thanks, Tripp.
Thanks so much for having me.
For more on this story, head to our website, WSJ.com. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.